In this bulletin, Australians pay tribute to Prince Philip, who has died at the age of 99. Thousands rally across Australia urging an end to Indigenous deaths in custody. And in tennis, Ash Barty knocked out of the Charleston Open after a stunning upset to Paula Badosa. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. World leaders are paying tribute to Prince Philip, who has died at the age of 99. He died at Windsor Castle with the Queen reportedly by his side after being released from hospital several weeks ago. The Duke of Edinburgh helped to modernise the British monarchy and steer the royal family through repeated crises. He'd been married to the Queen throughout a 69-year reign, the longest in British history. In a video tribute, Prince Charles says his father was a source of strength and steadiness in the royal family.
I think he'd probably want to be remembered as an individual in his own right, really. His energy was astonishing in supporting Mamma and doing it for such a long time, and in some extraordinary way being able to go on doing it for so long. What he's done has amounted to an astonishing achievement, I think.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia has offered its deepest sympathies and condolences to Queen Elizabeth on the death of her husband. He says Prince Philip visited Australia on 21 occasions.
There are many towering figures that the world has lost and known, but few have been before us in our lifetimes for such a long time. His presence and service, a reassurance, a reminder of the stability we so often need in a world that can be so uncertain. Let us be there now for you, Your Majesty, and allow us to send our love to you on this, I am sure, one of your most sad of days.
Former Prime Minister John Howard says Prince Philip was a remarkable man who left a strong impression on those who met him.
He combined obligations of the office, the privilege of serving as the Queen's consort, with an individual capacity to make his mark. He had a great sense of humour. He gave short shrift to political correctness when he encountered it, and that endeared him to millions of people.
A 21-gun salute in Canberra is marking Prince Philip's death, while Australians are being invited to send a condolence message online on the website of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. Thousands of Australians have gathered across the country, including in Perth, Brisbane, Sydney, Lismore, Melbourne and Alice Springs, to call for an end to Indigenous deaths in custody. At least 474 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders have died in custody since a Royal Commission report on the issue was handed down 30 years ago. These protesters at the Sydney March say as non-Indigenous Australians they feel it's important to speak up about what is happening.
We need to desperately and urgently move around these issues. People are losing their lives and it's a shame. It's an absolute shame.
I'm Indigenous Egyptian and I stand in solidarity with the original peoples of this land. They're dealing with a very unfair justice system which is intentionally targeting them. So we're seeing over 400, almost probably 500 deaths in custody, and it's just completely unjust.
Victoria has recorded its first coronavirus case in hotel quarantine since the program resumed this week. The new case is an international passenger who arrived in Melbourne on a flight from Doha on Thursday. Victoria has had 43 days with zero local cases of COVID-19. And to sport in tennis, world number one Ash Barty has been knocked out of the WTA Charleston Open. The Australian dropped her serve five times in the 6-4, 6-3 defeat to unseeded Spaniard Paula Badosa. Coming off her tournament win on the hard courts of the Miami Open, Barty admitted earlier this week it was a quick turnaround to change surfaces to clay. She says she took too many risks in the match against Badosa, but is determined to stay positive ahead of next month's French Open. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, rain 24, Adelaide, cloudy 19, Melbourne, showers, windy 15, Hobart, showers 13, Canberra, partly cloudy 14, Wollongong mostly sunny 19, the same for Sydney 22, Newcastle mostly sunny 23, Brisbane sunny 29, Cairns shower or 2 32, and Darwin possible shower 33. This is SBS News.